Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
In the funny chair this morning, from Atlanta, Don D.C. Curry.
Ah, yeah. What's happening, Tom?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sybil.
Don D.C. Curry.
Yes, sir.
He's country.
I've heard that.
Man.
I had an operator tell me that one time. I was just calling information.
His operator said, you country, you know that?
He said, you country, you sound like D.C. Curry. That's what she said to me on the phone.
What's going on, man?
Everything.
How's your holiday?
Great, man. I had turkey soup and wine.
Turkey soup and wine.
That's
it.
Was that?
I don't understand.
Was that punishment?
That's what I had. No, that's what I had.
That's what you wanted.
No big thanks.
What I wanted, but I ate what I had and was thankful.
Oh, you
especially okay. For the wine.
Okay.
All right, Don D.C. Curry.
Usually the turkey soup comes days after.
After.
Not when you live by yourself, Sybil.
This
Don. Is my turkey meal.
But you got family.
You got friends.
I had soup. Yeah, but if you go over there, you know, you got a lot
it
of
comes
extra
with.
Stuff. Yeah, my family spread out now anyway. You know, one of my brothers still married. I ain't want to go over there. That's depressing. Didn't want to go over to my sister's house. She ain't married. She been married 3-4 times.
Super Dave.
David, you have to go home.
I really enjoyed Thanksgiving by myself, man.
I know what you mean, man. Yeah.
Drank my wine, man. Uh-huh. Made some turkey soup. Campbell's turkey soup.
Yeah.
Campbell's turkey soup.
And watch some football and
smoke my cigar, watch some football, man. Okay. Hey, good time.
But back in the day.
Oh man.
You made the rounds?
Yeah, do it back in the day. Well, when my mama was around, you know, it was a pleasure. But after that,
yeah.
Downhill.
Yeah. But certainly, I'm sure you got invitations, right?
I got a few.
Okay, all right, player.
I got a few. Some from family, some wasn't from family. Mm-hmm. Then I got some fake outs, too, because my daughters told me they were coming, but they had no intentions of coming. But I bet they show up on Christmas.
Hey, Daddy.
That's a different holiday for.
Yeah, that's a different holiday.
No gifts exchanged on Thanksgiving Day, but Christmas Day, that's a different situation.
Yeah. But I ain't mad.
Okay.
And you're okay with it?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
All right,
let's
see what we got here this morning. The Cleveland Browns are investigating RG3's wallet theft. The Cleveland Browns have time to investigate.
Well,
they haven't won a game.
Right. Nary.
And they got time.
As RG played, he just played in that one game this year, right?
What did Chris Paul say? His white girlfriend, Greta Van White Chick.
Okay.
Greta Van White Chick and RG3 left their wallets in the car in Cleveland. And they were robbed. And the Cleveland Browns are investigating.
Well, what else have they got to do?
Man,
and I'm saying as a Bears fan.
How about practice?
I know. But obviously, all the practice in the world isn't helping a lot of us.
Cleveland Browns want their money back. They got them wallets, man.
The Cleveland Browns broken.
Yeah, they want that money back.
That was a bad deal, huh?
Or it could have been his ex-wife.
Wow.
I got a list of suspects.
David, you are very liberal with that drum today.
Oh, there you go, Sybil. Be civilized now. Ex-civilized.
Yeah. And the numbers are in. On the south side of Chicago, 61 people shot, 8 people killed in Chicago over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And you wonder why the president is buying a house in California.
You know, that's where I grew up, on the south side of Chicago.
Man, it's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it ain't the same. I mean, there was gangster activity there, but, you know, we was knuckling up, man.
Right. What happened to that?
And that's what somebody asked. It, you know, Congressman Danny Davis's grandson was killed. And they had the funeral on Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
And that's what somebody asked at the funeral was, what happened to the days we just used to use our fists?
Yeah.
What happened to and you know, obviously the discussion was about bringing illegal guns and arms into the neighborhoods, but it's just so crazed over violence. And Danny Davis's grandson, Tom, this is the really crazy thing. It was over a pair of tennis shoes, shoes.
Really?
Kids broke into the house. They were beefing and got into an argument over some tennis shoes. And a girl and a boy.
And who had the gun?
And this girl and boy that were beefing with his grandson.
How old?
He was 15.
And the
girl and boy, and I say girl and boy, 16 and 17 years old. This is what it's like on the streets of a lot of cities.
A lot of cities.
But Chicago, you know, obviously.
What they call
do
it?
You think?
Chirac.
Yeah.
Chirac.
You think when they dismantle the projects, you think they got anything to do with it?
You know what?
Is it
that
turf
has been
war?
A real discussion, D.C. My mom used to work down at 39th and Lake Park at Oakenwald School, and that was prime territory, but it was also where the projects were.
Which one?
Some of those projects. It was Oakenwald. Mm-hmm. And this situation, once they closed all those down and moved people out and
spread
it. And they said this is one of the reasons why, and because it is such great territory and land as far as real estate is concerned, but there was a disregard for what could happen.
Have you had a chance to watch Skip Gates' special?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen all of the second part.
I haven't seen all of the second part either. I've got, and there's four parts to it. So interesting. You think 13th was enlightening.
Yeah.
This should be the sequel.
Must see.
And it explains a lot of things. That when they wanted segregation in the North, unlike in the South, where you had separate but equal, they didn't really have that in Chicago and other major cities.
Right.
They just put all the black people in one section of town.
Yep.
And you didn't come out of that section of town. So segregation didn't have to be separate but equal. It could be unequal but just separate.
But it was right there.
And you never came out of your section of town. The South Side of Chicago, the projects, you know. There were black schools.
Yeah.
The black black everything.
Everything.
You didn't have to go outside. And when Dr. King came in, because of the housing situation in Chicago, they ran him out of there.
Yep. And he said that was one of the most segregated cities. He'd never seen that kind of segregation coming
anywhere.
From
anywhere.
South.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Skip Gates' special is real. It is must see. Yeah, it is must see. And you watch it, and you relate to it because everything that he's talking about that happened 50 years ago. It's still happening now.
Yeah. It's absolutely happening right now. And add that on top of...
Maybe worse.
Exactly. Add that on top of what our political situation is.
Exactly.
And people just now having such a sense of ownership of the new America and making America great again.
Skip Gates, Black America...
After
MLK, Still I Rise.
Yeah.
Four parts.
It's really good.
It is really, really, really good.
But you're right. There's some good stuff out there. We just need to pay attention to it also.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Don D.C. Curry.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Man.
All right.
Glad to be here.
Coming up, it's Tuesday. Dennis Haysbert. Ah. Seriously Ignorant News from Damon. And more Ignorant News from Don D.C. Curry.